Since the dawn of time, mankind has embarked on an endless quest for knowledge. Now, the time has come for players to put their intellect to the test in the ultimate mental arena where only the most cerebral among us will emerge victorious. This is Literal Genius.
Hey everyone, it's Literal Genius. I am your quizmaster, John Norton. We're back for another week. I'm still joined by Scott and Joni, and I think it's safe to say that we have had quite the ups and downs, even after two episodes. Joni, you're not going to send the therapy bills to me, right? I do have to make that clear at the start of the show. Like, you had to sign NDAs, your disclaimers here. I know that there was a little, I'm not going to call it a slip up. There were choices that were made last episode, and, you know, we all have to deal with them.
Yeah, I'm dealing with them because I care very deeply about Star Wars. All of my friends from high school are probably never going to speak to me again. My brothers are probably not going to let me come to Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's bad. It's real bad.
All right, well, the end result is we are now tied this month, each of you with a victory. So things are all evened up, and it's all going to come down to these next couple of topics. Let's get into the next one right now. It's round number one, general knowledge. We're back to Scott being in the hot seat. So, good sir, you have your choice between these three topics. They are famous flyers, you've lost that love and feeling, and Tom Cruise taglines.
I'm going to go with you've lost that love and feeling.
You've lost that love and feeling. These are all questions about famous breakups. One point for correct answer, 1 point for steal.
This is going to go great.
Six questions. Here we go. All right, question number one. Getting divorced from his wife of nearly 30 years, Melinda, certainly made a dent in his personal life, but not so much in his wallet, as this technology mogul is still worth an estimated $124
billion. That would be Bill Gates.
Yes, it would. Very good. 1 point for Scott. Joni, question number two goes to you. While it wasn't quite Bennifer 2.0, Ben Affleck ended his marriage with this alias star in 2015 after 10 years together.
Ben Affleck was married to, what was her name? She was in Juno, Jennifer Garner. There it is.
There it is. Jennifer Garner is correct. Keeping pace, 1-1. Very nice. Scott, number three, Gwyneth Paltrow did not so much go through a divorce, but rather a, quote, conscious uncoupling to this Coldplay frontman in 2015.
I could have told you who's the guy in Coldplay, but that's all I know.
All right, Joni, chance to steal.
Yeah, same. I knew he was the lead singer of Coldplay, but I don't remember his name.
I kind of feel like music is the weakness of this group. We'll see if that really comes into play later on. Chris Martin, mm-hmm. Singer of Coldplay. All right, question number four. Joni, back to you. The material girl herself, Madonna, split from this future Academy Award-winning actor after a four-year marriage in the 1980s.
I don't remember.
All right, opens the door for Scott.
I know she was with Dennis Rodman for a while. If we do some sports pop culture, I'm on it. But, not with it. Don't know.
Yeah, I, like you, am also upset Dennis Rodman is not yet an Academy Award winning actor. but this is actually Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
How quickly we forget Sean Penn.
Oh, I try to forget Sean Penn.
All right, question number five. Scott, while technically never married, Jack Nicholson was in a 17-year relationship with this actress, who played a wide range of roles, varying from Morticia Adams to Ethelene Tenenbaum.
I can see her face, but I don't know.
Can't do it. Joni, chance to steal.
Angelica Houston.
That's more like it. Another point for Joni, now leading 2-1. And you've got first crack at question number six. After meeting him at her 21st birthday party, Reese Witherspoon began a 10-year relationship with this Cruel Intentions star until their divorce in 2008.
That was Ryan Felipe, or however you spell his name, last name? Say his last name?
Yeah, Felipe.
Felipe. Nice.
Making him sound more exotic than he really is. He's just a white guy.
I find myself very entertaining.
All right. Joni up 3-1. You have control now. We still have famous flyers and Tom Cruise taglines to choose from. So what do you think you'll succeed at, or what will Scott really terribly fail at? Either way, it works.
I know I will personally fail very hardcore at anything in terms of Tom Cruise taglines. So let's stick with the liars.
Okay, that was flyers, not liars, but I think we're still going for it anyway.
Flyers.
Okay, famous.
Because I know where we're going.
All questions about famous aviators and aviation.
Oh, great.
It was that or Tom Cruise, and again, choices have been made.
Choices have been made.
Joni, question number one. While ultimately disappearing over the Pacific Ocean, in 1937, this champion of equal rights first made headlines when she became the first female pilot to complete a solo transatlantic flight in 1932.
My feminism card is safe. That is Amelia Earhart.
That it is. Good job. Another point for you, up 4-1. Scott, over to you for question number two. This man, alongside his brother Wilbur, built and flew the world's first successful motor-operated airplane south of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and went on to serve on the board of directors of the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics.
Don't sell the bike shop, Orville. The Wright brothers.
That's more like it. See, maybe this category wasn't so bad after all. Question number three, back to you, Joni. Manfred von Richthofen is the actual name of this legendary German World War I fighter pilot who occasionally gets channeled by Charlie Brown's dog, Snoopy.
The Red Baron.
That is the Red Baron. Very good. Scott, back over to you. Question number four, so you can keep a perfect category going. As a young man, this future star of $7 million Baby joined the Air Force as a radio mechanic and eventually became a pilot as well. Hopefully they let him do some narration during his time in the service.
Is that Morgan Freeman?
Why, yes, it is. 4-4, very good, ladies and gentlemen. Scott, you want 3 points. Joni still leading with 5. Joni, next question goes to you. This former aviator became the first American to travel into space and eventually became the oldest person to walk on the moon at a ripe 47 years of age.
Was that John Glenn?
That was not John Glenn. Scott, chance to steal.
No, it was... John Glenn's the one that comes to mind, but it was... Oh, my gosh. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Oh. That's gonna... It's another one that as soon as you say it, I'll know, but I don't know. Neil Armstrong. Yeah. Neil Armstrong.
Oh, shoot.
Don't get too excited, Joni. Neil Armstrong's also incorrect.
Oh, good.
That would be Mr. Alan Shepard. Alan Shepard.
Oh.
John Glenn circled the Earth, but Alan Shepard finally got to land on the moon. I think that's very nice. Okay, question number six, Scott. You can narrow the lead here a little bit more. Rock and roll took to the skies when Bruce Dickinson, the lead singer of this legendary heavy metal band, got his commercial pilot's license in the 1990s and began regularly flying 757s for Boeing.
And what was his name?
Bruce Dickinson.
Not Metallica, is it?
It is not Metallica. Joni, I know it's a music question.
Kiss?
Yeah, you're both kind of in the right time frame, but we're looking for Iron Maiden. Lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Sure.
All right, so after round one, it is 5-3. Still lead from Joni, but anything could change. And I say it's time we reveal the mystery topic of the week.
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You were here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
With all due respect, sir, I'm not a teacher. I just want to manage the expectations.
I was not coming back from this.
Those are your pilots. Anything happens to them.
Smoke in the air! Smoke in the air!
you'll never forgive yourself.
No turning back now.
Come on! Jeez!
Having any fun yet?
It's been a long time since our last flight, but it's time to suit up once again with the release of Top Gun Maverick. And who knows, we might even get to buzz the tower. Joni, looking,
there we go.
I can't actually tell what that expression is on your face right now.
I'm in trouble, is what that look is.
All right, well, we've got 8 questions all around the world of Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh.
Since they get a little bit harder, you do have your modifiers. Keep them in mind, the -1, the -2, and the +3. Use them wisely. They might make the difference here. And since Scott's in the hot seat, we begin round 2 with you. Question number 1. Scott, the majority of Top Gun's filming was done at and around the location that inspired the film, the Naval Air Station Miramar in this Southern California city.
I'm blanking on this, even though I should know. Give me a different question.
All right, we are going to swap this one out. Correct answer, by the way, San Diego. Your alternate question. One of the actors rumored to have been in contention for a role in the original Top Gun was Charlie Sheen. This never materialized. However, Sheen went on to parody this and Top Gun as a whole in what 1991 screwball comedy?
It's not The Aviators. I don't know.
All right, Joni, can you steal this one?
I can't.
Well, at least she's confident, folks. That would be the film Hot Shots. Pretty film Hot Shots. Movie. All right, nothing gained, nothing lost, but Scott did have to sacrifice a modifier there. So we'll move on to question number 2. Over to you, Joni. The original Top Gun was the highest grossing film of 1986, narrowly beating this action comedy starring Paul Hogan, which came in at number 2.
I'm not sure.
All right, Scott, back to you. See if you can make up some points.
Crikey, is this the Crocodile Dundee?
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Crocodile Dundee is correct. I'm also going back and forth to wonder if Joni realized Paul Hogan is not Hulk Hogan. I'm just wondering if that came into play.
I do know that. I couldn't picture his face. If I'd been able to picture his face, I probably would have been okay, but I couldn't remember what he looked like.
All right, question number 3. Back over to you, Scott.
Well.
Top Gun marks the feature film debut of this actress, who soon became known as America's Sweetheart after her starring roles in When Harry Met Sally and Sleepless in Seattle.
That would be Meg Ryan.
Yes, it would. 2 points for Scott. Very nice. And ladies and gentlemen, we just made history on Literal Genius. Scott just took the lead. 6 points to 5.
I told you, I'm in trouble.
All right, see if you can do something about Joni. Question number 4. In addition to Maverick, some of the call signs used by pilots in the original Top Gun include Goose, Cougar, Iceman, and the name of this famed Arthurian magician.
Merlin.
Merlin is correct. 2 points back to lead for Joni, 7-6. Now we're getting competitive. Scott, question number 5. This Brat Pack actress turned down the role of Charlie in the original Top Gun because she didn't think anyone would want to see a film about fighter pilots. She later admitted that she regretted that decision.
That would require me knowing the Brat Pack, and I have no idea. I could tell you the Rat Pack, but not the Brat Pack.
All right. Joni, chance to steal.
I'm not sure either. I don't know the Brat Pack either.
Wow, really? Brat Pack, Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller, that group. In this case, we're looking for Ally Sheedy. Okay, Joni, back to you. Question number 6. The iconic Top Gun track, Highway to the Danger Zone, was recorded by Kenny Loggins. However, he was not the film's only choice, as producers also considered Toto, as well as this American rock group, whose hits include Keep on Loving You and Can't Fight This Feeling. I know I'm making you navigate another music question here.
I know, you really are. Can you give me some multiple choice?
I certainly can. REO Speedwagon, Aerosmith, REM.
I think that one is REO Speedwagon.
I think you're correct. 2 points for Joni. Now leading 9 points to Scott, 6. Scott, back over to you now. This Canadian singer was asked for permission for the producers to use his song Only the Strong Survive for the original film soundtrack. However, he turned them down as he felt the film glorified war?
Give me the multiple choice for this one as well.
Your options are Corey Hart, Neil Young, Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams is correct. 2 more points for Scott. Very good. Narrowing the lead, Joni only up by a single point.
We both got a music question. I think that's also history on this show.
Right?
Your final question of round two. Joni, what is the nickname that Maverick uses for his F-14 fighter jet that also happens to be the name of a Marvel superhero that has appeared in film form but not in the MCU? At least, not yet.
Daredevil.
Daredevil's incorrect. Scott, chance to steal and tie it up.
I only have my 2 guests left, right?
Want to activate it? Might as well.
Yeah, activate it. Can you repeat the wording of the question?
What is the nickname that Maverick uses for his F-14 fighter jet that also happens to be the name of a Marvel superhero that has appeared in film form, but not in the MCU? At least not yet.
My first guess, which is wrong, is the Flash.
Flash is incorrect.
Oh, shoot. And he hasn't had an independent film?
He's appeared in film form, but has not been part of the MCU, what is the modern Marvel, you know.
Right, right. Oh, it's like tickling my brain, and I should know the name of his fighter. No, I don't know.
Scott, ask me how I feel.
How do you feel, John?
I feel like my skull's on fire, but I'm okay.
Oh my gosh.
It was Ghost Rider. Okay, you know, the Nicolas Cage classic. Come on, here we go. What are we doing? What are we doing here? If Nicolas Cage doesn't come up once, this is not a real trivia show. I mean, I think we can all agree. All right, at the end of round two, a solid score for both of you. 9 points for Joni, 8 points for Scott. Super, super close going into the face-off. And the category for the face-off is the NATO phonetic alphabet. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, anyone in the military, they don't just say A or B or C. No, they use words that represent letters to make sure that there's no misunderstanding. Obviously, 26 in total, but can we get through all of them? We're about to find out. Scott, we start with you.
Alpha.
Beta.
Again, not waiting for the sound effects, but that's fine. 1 point for each of you. Scott, back to you.
Charlie.
Delta.
Very good. Are we going to do the whole thing in order? I'm curious.
Echo.
Echo is correct.
Foxtrot.
Very good.
Tango.
Okay, well, we're out of order now.
Golf.
Golf is correct.
Whiskey.
Very good.
Hotel.
Hotel is correct.
Roger.
Roger is incorrect, Scott. And with 1 point separating them, the face-off ends with Joni at 14 points to Scott's 13. Joni, can you give me the correct R name?
It's Romeo. Thank you to my time working IT. I remember the alphabet.
And J is Juliet.
Oh, my wife will be so disappointed.
Kilo,
but it's not spelled
Lima.
Like Juliet in the play, so there's another fun trivia.
Yeah, extra T. We got Lima. We got Mike. We got November. Oscar, Uniform, Victor, Yankee. Shout out to my New York teams.
Ugh.
X-Ray, and Zulu. So that means for the third week in a row, Joni, it's all up to you. It's time for the hardest question in the world. All right, you guys know how this goes. Joni, you decide if you want to force Scott to put this to the test. He can try to win this thing with a correct answer, but if we want, let's say, a repeat of, I'm going to say, the fun of last week. Because that's what it was, really.
That's fine.
Then you can put your fate in your own hands and see if you can answer this with the help of a modifier. Here's your question. Players, as we know from Top Gun, pilots are often better known to each other by their call signs, which can have deeper meanings than just being a cool nickname. One of the most famous call signs of all time belonged to Douglas Corrigan, an American aviator who, in 1938, after misreading his compass due to poor weather and other navigational errors, accidentally flew from Brooklyn to Ireland instead of his intended destination of Long Beach, California. This led to Corrigan getting this call sign, also a message that one might see as a motorist.
I'm gonna pass that one.
All right, Scott, game is now in your hands. With the correct answer, you can win this thing. It's only a margin of 1 point that's separating you, but that doesn't matter at this point. All that matters is, can you answer this question?
I think it's wrong way.
You gonna lock that in?
I'm gonna lock it in.
So after his accidental transatlantic flight, that, you know, it happens to the best of us. This is before Flight Simulator. What is he gonna do? From that point on, he was known as Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan. Scott, you have won the game.
Yes!
Dang it! Man, decisions were made again. As soon as I passed it on to you, I was like, shoot, I bet I know what it is now.
By a difference of 1 point, very close game, guys. This is getting more competitive every single week, but at the end of the day, Scott is now up 2-1 for the month of May. Very well played, sir.
All right.
That on none of these have you won most of them. You've won by the last question only. I don't like this game anymore.
Hey, even a broken clock strike twice a day.
All right, guys, as always, check us out, literalgeniuspodcast.com. You can email the show, literalgeniuspodcast@gmail.com, and make sure to support us by going over to patreon.com/literalgeniuspodcast. Get to talk to us. You get to pick episode topics, a whole bunch of really cool stuff over at our Patreon. As always, never want you to support the show financially. If it's in any way a difficulty, you can always go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a good review. And most importantly, tell your friends about Literal Genius Podcast. A great episode, guys, and we'll be back next week to see if Scott can pull ahead or if Joni can tie up the month of May, and I can't wait for it. We'll see you next time.